May 30th through June 5th. Judges chapters 2 through 4, chapters 6 through 8, and chapters 13 through 16. The Lord raised up a deliverer. Remember that the most important teacher is the Holy Ghost. How can you help class members be taught by the Holy Ghost as you discuss truths from the book of Judges? Invite sharing. Write on the board the names of some of the judges found in Judges chapters 2 through 4, 6 through 8, and 13 through 16, such as Deborah, Barak, Gideon, and Samson. Give class members a few minutes to review these chapters and write under one of the names on the board a truth they learned from that person's experience. Teach the doctrine. Judges chapter 2, verses 11 through 19. Chapter 3, verses 5 through 12, and chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. The Lord offers deliverance when we stray. Examining Israel's cycle of rebellion, sorrow, repentance, and deliverance can help class members recognize God's power of deliverance in their own lives. Class members could work in small groups to find the cycle described in Judges chapter 2, verses 11 through 19, and chapter 3, verses 5 through 12. How were the children of Israel delivered from their cycle of sin and suffering? What do we learn from the book of Judges about how we can escape from sin and suffering? What are some ways God delivers us? You could also invite class members to find and share scriptures that testify of the Lord as our deliverer and redeemer. For example, 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 1 through 3, Psalm 40, verses 16 through 17, 1 Nephi chapter 1, verses 19 through 20, Mosiah chapter 23, verses 21 through 23, and Doctrine and Covenants section 138, verse 23. Judges chapter 2, verse 19 records that the Israelites repeatedly turned away from God toward idolatry. Perhaps class members could summarize this verse in the form of a warning for themselves. In what ways do we sometimes bow down to other gods? How can the Lord help us change our stubborn way? To begin a discussion about how Deborah and Barak delivered Israel from the Canaanites, you could ask a class member to summarize the story for the class. It might help to contact the class member a few days in advance so he or she can be prepared. The class could talk about qualities Deborah had that impressed them. How did Deborah inspire the children of Israel to follow the Lord? Perhaps you could read together Judges chapter 4, verse 14, and discuss the meaning of Deborah's faithful declaration. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? How does the Lord go out before us? See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 87 through 88. Judges chapter 6 through 8. The Lord can work miracles when we trust in His ways. Studying Gideon's call to serve can inspire class members in their own service. You might ask them to read and discuss Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 16. What can we learn from this experience? To help them learn from Judges chapter 7, you could invite one or more class members to pretend to be Gideon's soldiers and tell the story from the soldier's perspective. Other class members could ask them questions about the soldier's experience. What parallels do we see between this story and what is happening in our lives? What do we learn about the Lord from this story? Judges chapters 13 through 16. Strength comes from faithfulness to our covenants with God. How can you help class members discover both the inspiring truths and the important warnings from the story of Samson? One way could be to invite half the class to review Judges chapters 14 through 16, looking for verses that show that the Lord was with Samson. The other half could look for verses that show that Samson was not fully committed to the Lord. Ask class members to share what they found. What does Samson's life teach us about keeping the covenants we make with God? The statement by Sister Anne M. Dibb in Additional Resources may be helpful. Additional Resources: A Lesson from Samson's Life. Sister Anne M. Dibb taught, quote, "Samson was born with great potential. His mother was promised. He shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. See Judges chapter 13, verse 5. But as Samson grew, he looked more to the world's temptations than to God's direction. He made choices because they pleaseth him well. See Judges chapter 14, verse 3. Rather than because those choices were right. Repeatedly, the scriptures use the phrase, and he went down, see Judges chapter 14, verse 7, as they tell of Samson's journeys, actions, and choices. Instead of arising and shining forth to fulfill his great potential, Samson was overcome by the world, lost his God-given power, and died a tragic, early death. End quote. See Arise and Shine Forth. Enzyme or Liahona, May 2012. Improving our teaching. Reserve time for learners to share. Quote, when learners share what they are learning, they not only feel the Spirit and strengthen their own testimonies, but they also encourage other class members to discover truths for themselves. Reserve time for student sharing in every lesson. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 30.